With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ireland and Spain have recognized a Palestinian state. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris said on Wednesday it was a move coordinated with Spain and Norway, quote, an historic and important day for Ireland and for Palestine. He said the move was intended to help move the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to resolution through a two-state solution. Spanish Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his country would recognize Palestine as a state on May 28th. The defense has rested in former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. The jury has the week off before closing arguments next week. Veteran New York defense attorney Arthur Idala says there is a reason why Mr. Trump did not take the stand in his own defense.
It's not a surprise that Trump didn't take the stand. First of all, the judge made a ruling that if he took the stand, there was a lot of bad stuff that was going to come out about him. But in general, when you put a defendant on the stand, the burden of proof shifts from only on the prosecutor to now it's he said versus he said and who we're going to believe and who do we trust more.
Those closing arguments scheduled for Tuesday. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden was on the road yesterday in Nashua, New Hampshire, to highlight a milestone for a law that helps veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service.
Nearly 2 years ago, the president signed the PACT Act into law, and now more than 1 million claims have been granted to veterans.
Providing $5.7 million in benefits to 890,000 veterans and families so far in hand.
Speaking at a YMCA in New Hampshire, the president highlighted his legislative accomplishment as he thanked veterans and their families for the sacrifices they've made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A few deaths, multiple injuries as storms pushed through the Midwest. Tuesday. This is SRN News. A teacher questions transgenderism and gets expelled from the union.
Christina Barton is a student counselor for the Rochester, Minnesota public school system, and she thinks policies that encourage children to live as the opposite sex in class are wrong. Voicing those opinions has now gotten her kicked out of the Rochester Education Association. In a letter to Barton, republished by the nonprofit American Experiment, union brass say, quote, viewpoints are not free from consequences if they contribute to unprofessional behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's liberal government is moving quickly to remake the country when it comes to cultural issues. So far, German lawmakers have ended a ban on doctors advertising abortion services and made it easier for transgender people to change their name and gender in official records. Now the parliament approved plans to relax strict limits on family names, making it easier for couples who have children out of wedlock to pass on both their last names to the kids. SRN News. A court appearance for an associate of former President Trump.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani pleaded not guilty to felony charges in the Arizona election interference case. Giuliani and 10 others are charged with trying to overturn Donald Trump's loss in Arizona in 2020. Authorities tried unsuccessfully for several weeks to serve Giuliani notice of the indictment against him. Appearing remotely, Giuliani said he is following proper procedures.
But I've shown no tendency not to comply.
Giuliani's trial is scheduled to start in October, 3 weeks before Election Day. Donald Trump himself is not charged in the Arizona case, but was referred to as an unindicted co-conspirator. I'm Ed Donahue.
Forecasters say this year's hurricane season for waters around Hawaii will be below normal, with 1 to 4 tropical cyclones across the central Pacific region. That estimate includes tropical depressions, tropical storms, and hurricanes. More details at SRNnews.com.